This is an unusual Sunday, a really enjoyable Sunday. We have these from time to time, a baptism and membership Sunday, where you get to hear some really excellent sermons for a change. You get to hear from seven people whose lives have been transformed by the gospel. And while the words that they're going to say are thrilling, they will warm our hearts, they will encourage us to love Christ more, rejoice in the gospel, even more telling than 5 or 6 minute words here are their lives. The people that will stand before you are not who they used to be. They're people who have been transformed by supernatural power. They have been removed from the kingdom of darkness they were born into, and they have been transferred to the kingdom of another, to the kingdom of God's glorious Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And spiritually speaking, they have been raised from the dead. And I say they have been because what you're about to see in baptism doesn't do anything supernatural. You need to understand what baptism is. Baptism is a symbol. Baptism is an outward profession of a reality that has already taken place on the inside. You see, all of these seven who will stand before you this morning, they have been born again. They have been transferred. They have been adopted. They have been forgiven. They have been justified. That is, before God, in the throne room of heaven, they have been declared to be righteous. In God's view, these seven have never done anything wrong, and they never will. Which is really striking if you know these seven in particular. Because they've sinned. At a measure infinitely more than even they could understand, or you and I could perceive. They've offended the infinite holiness of God. And their only hope for being declared righteous is not on the basis of anything they could do. It's certainly not on the basis of being submerged underwater in some sort of religious ceremony. Their only hope for being declared righteous before a holy God is if God himself would declare them righteous. And the only hope that a God like our God is could declare the ungodly to be righteous is if a righteous substitute pays a penalty in their place. And that is exactly what has happened in new birth. That is exactly the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the good news that God reconciles sinners to himself by the death of a substitute. And I want to remind you from the words of Paul in Romans chapter 6, what it is exactly that this ceremony of baptism, the symbol, what it symbolizes. In Romans chapter 6, Paul reminds us of what is true of believers in Jesus Christ. What is true of nobody else, but what is absolutely, definitively true of believers in Jesus Christ. Paul says, "We died to sin." We died to sin. Romans 6:3, "Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life." This symbol, this tank filled with water, gives a living picture, a visible picture of what union with Christ is. Believers in Jesus Christ have been united to Jesus in his death. Jesus died his death on a cross on a hill outside of Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. His death was no ordinary death. His death was a death at the hands of human beings who nailed him to a cross. It was at the hands of a Jewish mob who demanded his death. But more than anything, it was an infinite death at the hands of his Father, whom it pleased to crush him. He was crushed by the Father as a substitute so that those who would believe could be united to Jesus in that death. And also be united with him in the power of his resurrection. These seven will be submerged underwater to give a picture of a death, a burial, and a resurrection. One that is not their own, but is their own because they are united to Jesus and his death and his burial and his resurrection. And so these seven walk in newness of life. And they're here this morning to give visible testimony to what has already happened by God's grace, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And they're here to testify to that before you.